Hello, hello, my lovely friends, here at another episode here in Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. Oh my goodness, hello, it's been ages again. I keep saying this every time I make an episode because it really has been so long since I actually have the time to jam with myself in these moments of making a podcast, which I definitely miss. Hello, welcome back. And I think the way that I'm doing my episodes now is more of what are the things and thoughts that come out to my head or come out of my head that really like shines bright or stands out in my recent life. And I mean, you know, life can get so crazy in that you don't really get to have the time to process anything that's going on with it. And you find a thought, you hold on to it, and you figure out, hey, this is something that I actually really want to dig deep with me, you know, get deeper with the idea of why I'm doing this and why the podcast is such a very helpful space for me to dive deep in what I'm thinking and what I've been going through. So the topic for today or this episode will be about people watching. Hey, why is people watching such a fascinating thing for me and how it has helped me ground myself in the idea of what life is for me and what life is as I perceive it and see it and how I live it. And on a daily basis, I think this changes or this grows and transforms into something different as you grow older and as you mature and as you find out what really matters to you. So people watching has been a tool for me. I always enjoy taking the public transport, going somewhere I don't know, just seeing different faces of people from different walks of life and see that this is the mundane reality of life. That people live their lives and somehow we all cross paths, but we don't really know each other and we don't really try to understand what's going on. And I think this came to me, this thought came to me the day that I had to go to Liam in Geelong. It's like 2 hours away from me. And I had to take the train like with 3 transfers and a bus. So it's a lot of traveling, and looking back at it, I remember thinking about it as being tedious or something I didn't want to do because it's so long and it's so effortful. But then while I was there, you know, I drove my car to Blackburn Station, the station where I'm close to. So I parked my car there and I started to write get my beep card ready, get my PTV card ready, and walk up to the station. And I stood there in the station thinking, wow, it's been ages since I took public transport. And there has been so many things that has happened in my life before I even tried riding this public transport. And all the things that I consumed and understood about life then was purely through social media and through the circles of my work and a few of my social life, but that's it. It's not really as exciting as I want it to be, but I said to myself that day, I needed to see the world. I needed to see how it's going in, like the reality of what I have or the reality that I'm in right now. I wanted to see that. So that moment, standing on the platform waiting for my train, made me just feel lots of feelings. And said to myself, wow, you've come so far from the day that you moved here in Australia up until now. So much has changed. And I go back to the times that I've been walking 30 minutes to go to work and riding the train, waiting for hours on end, going out and seeing parts of Melbourne that I haven't seen, exploring the world. I've done that just like a few months ago, around 5 months ago. And now I'm here trying to build a life as much as I could. I got a car, I got a nice room. a job that's like 5 minutes away. So much has changed, and I've never thought about it until that moment that I stood in that train station waiting for my train to go to Geelong. And I felt a wave of gratefulness, making me feel really just content with what I've done, letting go of all my worries and all my expectations of what it's supposed to be. And as I entered the train, I looked at all these people. I saw people doing different things, wearing nice clothes, having a nice vibe and energy, listening to the music that they love. I started to see what the world is again, and a reality aspect of it. Like, this is the real world. There are different people from different walks of life, have different things going on with their lives, and they're all in just one shared space trying to live your life. So you're somehow connected, but not really. It's just fascinating and magnificent for me to think about that. I just feel like, wow. And it all erased my idea of what life should be because of social media. Because social media is a place where just people really show you what they want to show you, and you don't really know what's going on. How do they wake up? What's their morning routine? What do they like for coffee? They don't really share that as transparently and as fully as they would. What about the days that when they wake up and they feel like they hate themselves, or they dread living, or they just don't want to go through life on their day-to-day basis responsibilities and all that? Because I have that. I only share the joyful moments and my highlights and my reels of my life. And somehow I try to show my vulnerability, but it's not as easy to show, because sometimes you don't even have the energy to show that part of you. Those moments where you feel the lowest, where you look into the mirror and say, well, I'm not really happy with what I'm seeing, with who I'm becoming. And what about the messy moments in relationships that you have with other people, your friends, your family, your partner, whatever, all those? Nobody ever gets to see that. And nobody sees that real aspect of your life in social media. And when you people watch, you realize that that's a really big truth of all this, that we're all somehow connected in the most superficial way and through social media. We don't really get to see that all of us have a different path that we take each and every day, in that these paths are specifically designed for us to take, and the challenges are already set for us, what we're supposed to be and who we're becoming, and the choices that we're making. It makes it also real when you people watch. You'd see someone, I think what I love about people watching as well, is you'd see someone or a group of friends enjoying their lunch. You see someone just walking and vibing and dancing to the beat of their own drums, and you're just there. You just realize that it is something that you want to do. Understand that life is really just so real, and it's right in front of you, and it never stops. And you always have to understand that your life matters as much as anybody else's too. You don't have to worry about what they're doing and how they're doing it. You only have to worry about how you're feeling and what you're doing with your life, and where you want to become, or where you want to go, and what you want to become, and how you actually want to do better for yourself each and every day. In the most non-selfish way to think about that is that you just work on your goals. You just try to be the best version or favorite versions of yourself. And I think people watching has always given me that. And yet these people around me are just trying to live their best lives the best possible way they know how. And sometimes that people may act out, don't do things that are acceptable and everything. There's always a reason for it. But those reasons don't excuse their actions. But I get it, that certain things in this world can make someone so cruel, or can make someone so kind, or can make someone so afraid. And the key lesson that I had to that is that kindness really goes a long way. And sometimes it's hard. I think being kind is the hardest thing to do. Because sometimes when we get frustrated and upset, even if we want to be kind, we couldn't or we can't. So it takes a lot of practice. It's a day-to-day thing, learning how to be kind to yourself, learning how to be kind to the people around you. And you know what? Luckily, my job as an educator relates me to a lot of families, kids, and people, and I really get to see that real world aspect of things, that what I'm doing somehow is connected to the great big stream of life or something that's really bigger than I am. Working with kids have made me understand how the mechanisms of humans like us work and how relationships build and foster and how you actually maintain them. And honestly, I'm not the best at maintaining relationships with people because I always drown in so many things. And maybe that's something that I want to work on for the following year, 2023. You know, learning how to be more compassionate in my relationships, spending more time and effort and doing all those, rather than just always thinking about work and other stuff and my goals and my dreams. That's one thing. I think it's a need for me to balance that because I dug deep, deep enough for me to understand that my life is more than just what I want for myself. I can still hold on to the goals and the dreams that I have for myself, but I have to understand that in order for me to get there, I really need to start appreciating the people around me more. And don't forget to say that to them. And that's what I've been learning about kids and people and partnerships. Because I've got people in my life right now that has been reminding me and has constantly been telling me that they're here for me, and which is really, really reassuring and comforting to know. So it's a lot of things. When you watch people, when you do your own people watching, I don't know, try to go out in a park, see the families, the people that walk around you, see the guy that roller skates down the street, or see that girl who drinks her iced coffee with her lovely nails, or you see this lovely family running up to their kids, and you see grandparents, you see moms and dads, you see little kids and their grandparents. It's just, it's a lot of things. And I think I often take that for granted, seeing it in my own circle of life, in my own circle of people, because it's ours and because you think there's so much more time. But honestly, these sights that we take for granted often mean so much in the realm of things for other people. And that's what you should remember. Some people adore you and some people don't, and that's fine. But we're all just trying. We're all just trying to see how we could live each and every day of our lives. Trying to be better, trying to be good, trying to be kind. So, yeah, the next time you people watch, try to be more aware of that and of your surroundings and what you don't actually usually see and all that. So, I don't know. This episode just felt right for me to do, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Maybe this is what I'm going to do, a little tidbits of information or some thought that stands out to me. And I think this has been working well for me because it not only has been helpful to go about this, but it's also been such a push for me to start this and talk about things again in a podcast. So thank you. Thank you. If you're still here, I appreciate your time and your effort and your moments to share with me while you're doing something. I don't know if you're doing an errand, driving or whatever. I hope that you're having a good day, and I hope that you realize what really matters to you and that you get to live the life that you want to live. So let's create the life that we love. Thank you. Thank you, my friends, for listening to this lovely, lovely podcast, I hope. This is Adrian Duarte of Love, Growth, and Freedom, and I'll see you next time on our next episode. Bye.